Welcome to Pharma Pulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast where we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access, supply chain logistics, data and tech, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and let's get into today's headlines. Let's start with prevention. A recent study in older adults found that respiratory syncytial virus, ARSV, vaccines are effective, but only for a limited time. Individuals aged 60 and older who received a single dose of the RSV-PREF vaccine showed strong protection initially, but that effectiveness declined substantially over roughly 18 to 24 months. The findings suggest that for adults, especially those immunocompromised or over age 75, booster doses may be needed to maintain protection. Now, to manufacturing. AstraZeneca has announced a $2 billion investment in Maryland to expand biologics manufacturing in Frederick and build a new clinical supply facility in Gaithersburg, both slated to be operational by 2029. The expansion will create nearly 300 new skilled jobs and nearly 2,000 construction roles, and is part of the company's broader $50 billion U.S. investment strategy. This move underscores the trend among large pharma firms to onshore manufacturing, reduce supply chain risk, and leverage advanced technologies like automation and analytics while adhering to high environmental standards. Lastly, setbacks in the pipeline. Novo Nordisk's high-profile Alzheimer's trials of oral semaglutide, Evoke and Evoke Plus, failed to demonstrate efficacy, triggering an almost 9% drop in their share price. Investors say the results raise questions beyond this indication, specifically about demand for GLP-1 therapies, upcoming generics competition, and the company's growth story. That's it for this episode of Pharma Pulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access and care delivery, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.